Panelists, time for some questions for you about the week's news. Charlie, January is half over. If you're anything like me, you haven't gotten around to buying your 2009 calendar. Not to worry, though. We've got one for you. It's absolutely free. It's got all the important dates you'll need. It's got handy information on emergency numbers. And, of course, attractive photos of various men in different poses. It's a calendar devoted to what?
Republican beefcake.
No. Among the pinups in it, Ayman al-Zawahiri and Mullah Omar.
Well, you're kidding. We have a America's Most Wanted terrorist calendar?
Yes, we do.
We've expanded from decks of cards?
The 2009 calendar from the National Counterterrorism Center, of course.
Geez.
We thought that was on 24, but
apparently it's real. They having a bake sale, too, or are they just selling calendars?
This is probably their way of creating infighting within the terrorists.
Really?
Yes. My cat Haskell was one time December in the Purina cat calendar, and there was no living with her after that.
Anyway, the 2009 calendar from the National Counterterrorism Center, of course, features come hither pics of your favorite terrorists, or maybe their flee thither poses. Anyway, the calendar also features useful anti-terrorism tips, like how to identify the kinds of beans used to produce the deadly poison ricin. And this is particularly useful, a chart of how far you have to run away from various sizes of bomb in order to be safe. Now, who are we? We do not know much about counterterrorism, but our advice is, if you do see a bomb, do not first run up to it to see what size it is before determining how far you should run away.
Is it the general answer to that, as far as possible?
In general.
I mean, run till it goes off, and if you're far enough away, you'll know.
Yeah. But, you know, I would worry that, like, the terrorists themselves will get a hold of this thing, and then, you know,
yeah, it's like, I was using the wrong beans.
Right. Are we giving them tips?
What do they do with the beans?
Apparently a particular kind of bean, whose name I will not release for national security reasons, can be processed.
They used to blow up,
into
didn't
poison.
They?
Process into a poison called ricin.
Well, I mean,
you need a lot of
process?
They are known to produce gas of a number of sorts.
And clear a room.
I mean,
really.
And they will clear a room, absolutely.
But it's true, no, that the terrorists get this information, like, no wonder our poison kept coming out as hummus. We were using the wrong bean. I love my calendar.